Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening and happy 4th. Welcome to a special edition of Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. Now, this is vital. Now, it's not just the 4th of July. We really want to basically make a special point here tonight. We want to do something special here. Why does it matter? Okay. I am co-host, the one and only Talk Dude, and on this line is the one and only Organic OK. Organic, come on, let them know you're here.
Yeah, you hear that? Do you hear that? Why don't you get behind that? Understand organic in this organic process. We rotate the organic pimping. And from this is another altitude. It's not about trying to articulate the definition of what is this organic pimping thing? How do you use this? What is the spirit now? Like, is this the most contaminated setup you ever brought up? Like, organic pimping, like, bro, why would you even use the name? Why would you try to re-filter that? Why are you trying to reboot the name?
I don't hear that.
I wanted something that inspired my desires, you know, my input, you know, from an organic standpoint. The things that I inspire, the things that I've been doing in life, the accomplishments that I've been fulfilling in my desires, which are my altitude of my oxygen flow. You see what I'm saying? And to do these things, I have to create something. I have to create an understanding about how I create my thoughts. A clear pathway as I've been as a child in creating content, creating my style. I've been creating my style for a very long time. You know, I've been creating all types of things. But anyway, let's get over that. Everyone, this is comedian Organic OK. My co-host is, I call him Organic Talk Dude, you know?
I am organic. I am all natural. No, basically, hostile artificial chemicals in this blend. Pure. In a lot of ways. I mean, I don't have any tattoos or body piercings. I abstain from narcotics. I'm pure. Absolutely.
Yeah, I mean, that's another thing, too. Like, I like to say in my, you know, defense of what my tattoos and my skin complexion. Society have looked at my skin, have looked at someone look like me, have limited the actual understanding that someone like me could be humorous, you know, redefining my, you know, my experience, you know what I mean? I said we rectify, you know, what I'm supposed to do. I'm not someone that's here to be, and you can be a bodyguard, you can be a security guard, man. You can, you know, go lift that 3 tons, you know, like, hey, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is my experience, you know, to voice my conversation, voice people that's like my, I mean, this is the thing, man. I just listen and seen so many people in history try to mold big people just to be slow or be some kind of oppositional conflict. You know what I'm saying? So, everyone, you know, I want to spend time to reflect, enjoy the times. Why so much time is in our dreams that we are not necessarily stable on foundation level, right?
Absolutely. I mean, everything feels shaky, doesn't it? I mean, you can't rely on anything. Nothing's bedrock now.
Come on now, yeah, man. You've been getting somewhere, man.
Okay, all right. I'll start. Let me just say this much. Nothing feels like anything you can trust, do they? Everything basically feels like it's on shaky ground.
You got that. We heard it. You've been doing it. Come on, man. Move through it. You've been doing it.
You want something substantial, don't you? You want something you can believe in. Everyone's saying it seems like everything is designed to mislead you, let you down. And it's not just the embarrassment of being taken. When you're taken, you can be taken for everything you've got and not have a chance to make it back.
And then people try to embarrass you, like the things you've been through, the honesty and the connection, and the motivation you've been inspiring people, pushing that envelope and coming with an organic flow of it, saying, deliver me, take me through this journey past halfway. And people want to sit here and say, oh, yeah, the people that did that, you're just so naive. You should have known that was a
scam. You should have known this. But you should have known that I was honest. You should have known the things in my desire is beyond this actual cross-contaminated that you try to reference me of having to be locked into. But we're bigger than that. We understand more than that. You know, we ain't sitting here locked into this kind of narrative that unlimited the actual ability to be more bigger than what you ever can imagine. Now, understand, you know, my co-host, comedian, organic, talk dude, has been pushing this conversation, been expressing his opinion. I got his head, his opinion, you know. You're spending your opinion with the actual understanding, with the time, with the work you spending, so you can a little bit more on it, man. Come on now. Let's keep doing it. Everybody, this is Comedian Organic, okay? And something about the organic pimping, that through the ingredients that is bodying my soul, you know, altitude of another level, you know, the ingredients that's waking up a little bit more early, a little bit more healthy, you know, I like that organic in that ingredients, you know. The vegan aspect of that, what is the vegan aspect of my greatness? The vegan aspect of my greatness now, as I've been saying, now, I must not forget this. Like, I remember when I first, this is something. When I first came about, this is the thing, being a vegan. I had the desire to become a vegan. And I went about doing the steps that I noticed how all these things that I benefited, right?
Yeah.
And natural experience, the natural connection, right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, I want to take a quick moment to highlight. I did highlight, but I got to make sure that I re-highlight and connect this. Like, Maya, you know, I appreciate you. And it's something that I know that when I spin and look at the time, look back in history, and move forward through the recycling aspect of history, and really appreciate the real desires that the war have allowed me to truly be a part of. You know, and when I look deep into this actual organic, looking into that harvest of what appreciation means, and you look at your mind, you say, who you want to appreciate? Who you want to put out there? You know, and my, you know, I'm going to bring it, you know, bring it to you, comedian, Talk Do Organic. Now, she just released the project on Friday, July 2nd.
I'm interested. I mean, I want to check this thing out. I want to
You got the ability. Just do it. I mean, for those out there, if you truly want to listen to the actual music, you know, reflect in that actual experience that you connect with, that is your will, your desire. And that Planet Nine, it's something that is on another level. When you get past the eight, you got nine? Then what that means? What does that mean? You slide into another hemisphere, right?
Yeah.
And now, I was looking, right? I was looking, I was seeing something that came together, and what do we get? We get a whole new experience when we truly take the time and not forget the appreciation of things that we really care about. And the actual things that we truly get to hear, right? Now, because on our platform, like DJ Butterfly PC, he talks about Maya and the things that she's dropping. But that's funny. That's this dude goes about, it's almost like, you might want to do DJ from the 60s and, you know, it's like how they feel like they're covering you, the next minute they just, like, dropping you by the side, you know, like you, like, the registration on the car tag that expired, and now you're being harassed because your tag's expired, right? What is the registration? Like, if this success was a registration and harassment was abuse, man, boy, that DJ Butterfly Peachy, boy, he's something else. Now, let's move on. Let's move on for a moment.
Okay.
I want to take this moment for those out there. Because I remember one year, you know, it's one thing. One year, I was in D.C. And I ended up in D.C. so many times in a short period, in a short span, right? Mm-hmm. And that month, between May and July, I was in D.C. probably 20 times. In a short period of time, 20 times. You imagine that? Going from state to state, being back in D.C. 20 times between May and July. A lot of time. And I found myself in Washington, D.C., in the actual backyard where Maya is from. I was there so much in that period of time. And as I was in those areas, you know, coming through Maryland, because people were telling me, it was like, man, I'm not from D.C., I'm from Maryland. And it's very close. And someone was telling me, I was at a place in D.C., and they was telling me, man, only in D.C., man, this problem that you know, I said, hey, listen to this. We want to check something out. I'm going to tell you from my actual experience. I'm moving through these places. This is not the only place that got this opposition. You will go through a lot of different markets. You'll find there's a lot of different things just like it. You know what I'm saying? It's just like as you fly in altitude, if you fall down out of that plane, regardless of what part of the altitude at 30,000 or wherever high feet you are, it's going to be a slip to your left. It's going to be a slip to your left. It's your life. Your life will be gone. You know what I'm saying? In experiences, you know what I'm saying? Everyone, thank you all for allowing me to, you know, talk on this airway. And my co-host is Art Daddy, Talk Dude.
The one and only.
Yeah.
Accept no substitutions.
Yeah, that's good to say that, man. Good to put that out there, y'all. You know, I appreciate the actual ingredients of this altitude. I'm sharing up this, and I appreciate the message. First off, peace, appreciate the actual opportunity to pitch this platform on this organic pimping platform that the ingredients of embodying my soul. That's another moment. Thank you for allowing that. I appreciate doing your actual thoughts. And to say thank Maya and your actual pleading these things of past that people around the world can appreciate and enjoy your actual craft and your vegan aspect of what you're talking about and the things that you truly come from the smoothness of your ability and the fine line and my actual opportunity to meet you. I appreciate you. The world appreciates you. And my co-host, thank you for being on the platform, allowing us to have your conversation. Talk to you, would you like to say any words?
Yes, I'd like to say some more. I'd like to say thank you. You can pick up all our shows on the web on blogtalkradio.com. Look for it. Organic Pimpin' Through the Ingredients to Embody My Soul. And get involved. Don't be afraid to call in sometime to let us know that you're out there.
You know, I never forgot. My organic pimpin' won't take and become the actual magnitude and the appetite that the real flavor of what I mean in this compost. That's what I do. This is my flavor. This is my ingredient. This is where I actually reflect in the actual heart of people trying to show all the history. When I present a couple, I make sure that I remove that into my energy and put it in my skin. When they see my skin, how it pops so well, how it makes them feel so sick, because that's the illness in my ingredient. My ingredients make the life come back to life. And it smells so nasty because it's so greedy. It's so organic. It's so vegan. You know, I have to say, everybody, I'm just done for now. Appreciate all your time. Thank you, everyone. This is Comedian Organic OK, host. That's talking, dude, man. It's just done. Take care, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you, and good night. And please come again.